Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, this is Ashfaq.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Ashfaq? What's going on?
Good, Gabe. Okay, yeah, I was actually out of town. I just get back. I have a couple of, before I, you know, complete that application, I have a couple of things here to go over with you.
Okay.
So, all right, so now, these here, of course, these they're saying that, street address. So, I have a two business. Should I put any address is fine, correct? Under operations.
So you have two different businesses? Oh, that's right.
One is a Calimax Market, one is Grand Creek Liquor under one SNT, one corporation, okay?
Oh, it's under one corporation.
Okay, so I told you line of credit for Calimax Market. I already have one. So should I do for the Grand Creek Liquor then?
Give me a second while I bring up your file, just so I can give you a better answer. Let's see here. So yeah, Calimax. Usually the line of credit, you have the line of credit with Pacific City Bank, was it?
Well, no, Pacific City Bank is my business loan.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
I would do it. What's the differences? So I think you mentioned Calimax is 1.2 and the other one does 900. Is that right?
Yeah.
In sales?
Right.
Which one has the business loan under it? Or do you have working capital loans under either of those companies?
Okay. Business loan is under S&T Corporations. And under S&T Corporation, I have a two business, one in Calimax and also Grand Creek. So both has a business loan. One is like 40% down business.
Oh, and who are these with, like the local bank, or are these like
they're Pacific City Bank. Pacific City Bank.
Okay.
They finance. Yeah, the Pacific City Bank finance. Yeah.
And you're looking for 25K, right?
Correct.
Okay. To be honest, I think we could get either one approved for 25K, based on the sales, just on what the information you've given me with your credit and the sales. So, honestly, whichever one you want to use the banks for.
Because Calimax, I already have one 25 grand, so I was thinking that I can just do it for Grand Creek Liquor.
That would be fine, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go ahead.
I was just going to say, do it for whichever one you prefer. Just make sure, the addresses and everything, are lined up with entity you want to apply with.
Okay. I'm going to put as a corporations, and I'm going to put that location where the Grand Creek Liquors are, all the address and all, billing locations, phone number, and then, of course, there's a one thing they're asking is, who's the current credit card processor? Is that like a merchant, who is our credit card processor? That's the one?
Yeah, that's what you could put there. I mean, we honestly don't even need that. That's mostly when people want to do MCAs, which are merchant cash advances. So don't worry about that part. You don't even have to fill the credit card part out.
Okay. But gross annual sales that I have to estimate, of course, business over 7 months. So it's not I just need to estimate it. That you're saying?
Yeah, just or do it for, you can do that, or you can even just do last year's, is I think what might make more sense.
Last year we have only 2 months. So, November, December, and this year we have up to June.
Okay. So the other location or the other business was just a startup, right? It's just getting going? It's been going,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's sort of 2 months for the last year, and this month is up to right now. So
I would say, and when you said you had a $25,000 loan under the other business, that's with Pacific City Bank, right?
No. Pacific City is a business loan. That's the initial business loan that we get Pacific City Bank. The other one I got from, I think so it's called, it's the same because, of course, you are doing for a non-secured loan, right?
Correct. Right. Exactly.
Going by the sales. I think so that is called Premium Advance. There is a company called Premium Advance, right? Something like that?
Premium Advance. Okay. It's up to you. Like, as
Imperial Advance or Imperial Advance, but yeah, I they gave me that 25,000 for Calimax. So I was saying that I was gonna get for Grand Creek Liquor, and they basically asked me for six, whatever the months they were asking me, current, 4 or 5 month statement, bank statement. That's right. All I just provide them. Okay.
Yeah, so we can do either or. We should, if the business has been like generating revenue throughout this year, like the last 6 months, then I don't think the time in business should be a huge effect on it. I think we should go for the one that doesn't have the cash advance. That way we can get second positions are usually a little more expensive, so you probably want to go for the first position through the other business.
Exactly. That's why I was thinking that I don't have, and that business I don't have any cash advance or line of credit. So I'll just put that in, and then I'll give you basically like your average sales, right, annually?
Hey, you mean like on the left column there on the application where it's asking you for sales?
Yeah. Just the last month, 2 months ago, they just said that they're done. Do I have to fill up that? They said the least total Visa MasterCard processor volume, which is the last month, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and 4 months ago. I can do that. I have it. Not a problem. I'll do that.
I mean, you can. If you want to apply for an MCA, we can do that. But yeah, like I said, you don't have to do. Do you have how strong are your credit card sales? Are they pretty strong?
Yeah, credit card sales strong. I mean, credit card sales, that particular store is doing about 20, 30 grand per month.
Okay. Are you familiar with the MCA product?
Not really. What is the MCA product?
So like the MCA, like the only reason like for the credit cards there, MCA is like you take a loan out and like a certain percentage of your credit card sales are like withheld until that loan is paid off. So that's like what an MCA is.
Well, that means you guys, how that payment they take, is they do like monthly basis or they do daily basis as your...
It varies. It sounds like for you it might make more sense to not like, steer away from that. Some people really like them. It's a great product for some people, but a lot of our programs is it's like a daily help, like holdback. For instance, I just did one where it's like 14%. They got advanced $50,000, and 14% of their daily sales are held back until that loan is paid off. So it's like if you have a really slow day, you're barely paying back any off the loan. So that's kind of a positive to it, but. It's really up to you as far as which program you want to go for.
Oh, I see. No, the ones that I have, actually, I'm paying, 5 days a week. They're just pulling from my account, certain very daily amount. It's combined like about, 3,000 a month, something like that. They just take daily basis. Is that how it works, yours, or you just have monthly?
We have daily, weekly, and monthly. So it really depends on like what the credit analysts come back with and which program they fit you into.
I see.
So we have all three.
Okay.
Different options.
So is that part right now? You need a corporate, which is merchant, other business. Okay, the business location, and does the merchant has any other business? The card system corporation, physical street address. You need all the phone number and then annual sales. I basically, you're saying that I'm going to just do the average, right?
For the credit cards sales?
No,
question?
For the gross annual sales.
I would just put like your projection for this year, I guess, would be fine.
Yeah,
or you can
year,
even leave
yeah.
it blank, yeah.
Yeah, no, we have a sales. I mean, about, I don't know, I can, what do you suggest? I should put him in, like if I do 70,000 average, which is like, which is like if it's 70,000 monthly.
Yeah, so you're on track for like 840-ish.
Yeah, it's 900 is average. Sometime more, like summer like will be 80,000, and then winter is 65, 68. So it's about 900. What I gave you last time.
Yeah, that's fine. Just put that down as a projection, like 900,000 for the projection. That should be fine.
And then also owner and officer's last name, first names, and SS number, date of birth, that mine, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just the most important is like the business name, the DBA, the location addresses, and the owner officer information. Those are like the most, and the federal tax ID too. Those are like the most important, like the
Where is the federal tax ID? Where is
it
that?
Be in In the bottom left, because you guys don't, do you have a, you don't have a tax return for this newer business, do you?
I have last year 2 months we have.
Okay, that'd be fine. Yeah, you can just include
that.
Yeah,
I have a business federal tax. Yeah, I have a business. Here I can see that business federal tax idea. I can put that in. And your business, okay. Seasonal. Not a seasonal, is all the time. Second owner name or whatever. Okay. All right. So I got that. So it's just a basic, and I'll just send you that. You can give me total what kind of, interest payments and all, right?
Yeah, we'll know in like one day, maybe 2 days sometime. So.
But do you need like any right now, any bank statement for now?
Yeah, as you can see, did you see the email there? It's requesting the 6 months business bank statements.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I didn't probably look into it, but I just said that. No problem. Yeah, I can do that 6 months.
And then the first page from the tax return as well too, if you can, and then just that one page application, and we're good to go.
First page taxes for business or for?
Business. For not personal.
Oh,
business.
For business. Or just business, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do it. But do you think I can? It is a lot of 6 months. Is a bank statement is a lot. So can I just do package to mail it out to you or?
You can. I mean, you can if that works best for you. I can give you or email you our address, or you can. Do online banking at all, or no?
Well, I do online banking, but not all months I can able to pull and send it to you from online.
They don't give you access. They don't give you access to 6 months online.
No, maybe 3 months. You can go for last 3 months.
Three
then you
months.
Have to
That's weird. Yeah, because we're going to need more than 3 months. Do you want me to just...
No, I have all 6 months. I just order all... statement, I have it, because they send me every month, right? I have it all.
Yeah.
So I have a January, February, March, April, May, but June probably I'm not going to get it until, next month.
Yeah, that's
June
fine.
Is not available. Yeah.
We wouldn't need June until like the 10th of the month, so we're good with like December through May. Fax them, you can scan them, you can even like physically send them if you want me to send you our address.
Yeah, send me address so I can just do, priority mail, so I can just do over the two mail, because I have all those, statement, I'll just make a copy and send it to you all. So that way you can get all in once and you can just work on it. And then, I'm going to do first in the morning, tomorrow I'll just mail it to you, all this. Applications plus all, and when you get it by next week, you can work on it. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let me. I'm gonna include our address here in an email and send it out to you right now. And just make sure, especially with the when you physically mail, just make sure there's 6 months business banks, all pages, first page from the tax return, a filled out application, it's dated and signed, and we'll be good to go. That way, we don't have to go back and ask for anything.
Again, first page for business.
Right. We just want to see the page with the gross annual sales from the tax return.
But you can see also that is for just 2 months.
Yeah, well, no. As long as we have that, we'll understand that it's...
No problem, yeah.
Your bank statement will show that. Go ahead.
Because a bank statement has a both side, like every page has double side of things. So you need to make it all side of copy, correct? Yeah.
Right, yeah, all pages from the bank statements.
I got it. Okay, very good. So I'll mail it to you. If only you're going to get it by end of this week or beginning of next week, then you can work on it and just let me know. Okay?
You got it. And I'll reach out to you as soon as we receive it to just confirm that we got it and we're going to work on it, all right?
Very good. Thank you, Gary.
All right. Yep, you got it, Ashfaq. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.